Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The details of the rigged games, this is how elaborate the scheme was. They used card shuffling machines that were purportedly randomly shuffling the playing cards to ensure fairness, but they were secretly altered to use concealed technology to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information via interstate wires to an offsite operator. Mm. The operator then commuted that information by cell phone to a member of the cheating team that was seated at those rigged poker tables, referred to as the quarterback or the driver, who used secret signaling to share the info with the other members of the cheating teams playing in the games. They used that information from the quarterback to defraud the victims, who believed, of course, they were playing a fair and straight poker game. They also used electronic poker chip trays that could secretly read cards placed on the poker table, card analyzers that utilized technology loaded onto decoy cell phones that could detect which cards were on the table, and cards that had markers visible only to individuals wearing specially designed contact lenses or sunglasses. You got all that?
I want to know if Chauncey knew.
Yes.
He was the face of this.
I think that's what
and
we're...
And participated willingly.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole thing.
That's the key.
Because there's no doubt that he played in these games. But did he know that they were rigged? Did he know? And I think that is what they'll have to prove. My guess is he did, but you have to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the way that
if he knew they're rigged, he knew they were tied to illegal,
right?
I mean, mafia, all that stuff. I mean,
yeah.
If he knew they were rigged, he's done.
Yes. So this is, I mean, this serious stuff.
I mean, it's feds, right?
It's definitely feds.
As serious as it gets.
Yeah.
They're going to stick something on you.
They're going to definitely,
even if they burn up the resources
and
to do it.
And you're going to lose your job.
That goes without saying.
But he's made a lot of money in his life, but he'll have to give a lot of it back because he's going to get, you know, a heavy fine, millions and millions and millions and millions. And then Terry Rozier, I don't know what is wrong with this.
No, he's making too much money, but I guess he, you know, you can make a lot of money and be in a lot of debt too. Or
right. You know, you never know like what your lifestyle is.
What the out, yeah. You know what the end's coming, but how much of it you're letting go out, how much you're paying out. He might have been in trouble.
But yeah,
there are fewer of those stories of the guys that have contracts like his. What about your boy? Is he clear?
Rozier?
Probably shouldn't even bring up his name because he's not. I've not seen it in this, but OMB. I don't want his attorney to come after me
anything.
Just because we're.
I think
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
he was
cleared.
I think by his attorney said he's good, but we haven't seen him get a contract either yet, have we? Or did he sign with a team?
Yeah, so Pablo Torre apparently had something on this.
I thought I saw his name this morning from Pablo, though.
Yeah.
Said his something hangs in the balance.
Yeah.
You seeing that tweet?
His fate hinges on the DOJ announcement.
There it is. And yeah. I didn't just make up his name in this. It was kind of tossed in before the press conference this morning from the feds. It was tossed in his name.
So Pablo Torre said that a high-level NBA source said the investigation of Malik Beasley didn't find anything, but also didn't technically close.
Somebody else had said that after we thought Malik was done. Somebody, I don't know if they tweeted us or whatever, said it wasn't. You know, he was still involved in something.
Yeah.
Or the investigation was open. Maybe that's what they told us.
But, exactly.
So he's still possibly. But I haven't read anything in these charges, and he doesn't sound. He wasn't mentioned at the press conference, right?
Right. His name did not come up.
So Pablo's the one that brought him up.
Yeah, the player that did come up is a dumbass Terry Rozier, who for some reason decided to you know, tank his own performance for a share of $200,000. Working with groups saying, hey, I'm going to leave the game early. Again, these are charges. These are not, you know, convictions. But that is the charge that he was working with groups and he said, you know, hey, I'm going to leave the game. It does make you wonder, like, I don't know that props were something that was, like, widely available in, you know, the early 2000s. I don't know when props became widely offered. But, like, dude, you have to believe that this was going on some level all the time before the internet, you know? Like, how could anybody know? How could anybody have any idea?
Yeah.
I guess they could say this was an unusual amount of money that was bet. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, if you bet $10,000 or $20,000, I don't even think you can get that much. You have to spread it out over many, many different places. But if you bet a significant sum of money on an under, it's just automatically going to set off red flags. Like, because it's like, what, do you know something? Do you have information here? It's like, you know, it'd be like if, you know, it may not come into play because, or it may, I don't know. But if like Brendan Lewis. Say I had information that Brendan Lewis was going to play on Saturday, but he's, you know, he's gutting it out and he's, you know, probably not at, you know, and he's at best 60%, you know, I could go, you know, now that, I think that happens probably a lot. And is that even a crime? Does that even constitute a crime? That's different. Knowing a guy's not his best self, but a guy saying, hey, you know, I'm going to leave the game early and fake an injury. That's different. And that's what happened with Terry Rozier. Why he would do this for not even $200,000. Well, this guy's made millions in his career. Why would he do this? Just really dumb. Really dumb.
Yeah, no, his financials might have the answer.
But. Right. But damn, dude, how much do you think he was making off of this? Like, couldn't have been much. Because there's like 10 different people involved. So, I don't know, man. Bad decision making. Bad choices. No question about that. From Terry Rozier. He was on his way out of the league regardless. There's no doubt about that because he's not been good. So, I mean, because they put him in the fourth quarter against the Grizzlies in the preseason. And, like, that's a game. That's a team and a lineup that the Grizzlies rolled out there where you would think a credible NBA player would have been able to take advantage of, like, those young guys. And he fit right in. And he's been in the league for 10 years. So, his career was on the outs regardless, but now it's definitely over. And he's probably going to, you know, do some jail time as a result of that as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, man, very very bad choices from Terry Rozier. I don't look, you know, this is in some ways I would make the argument that it's a testament to regulation that these things were found, right? With Terry Rozier. That's what we talk about all the time. It's like these were red flags, integrity, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you'll have people who say, this is what you get. No more props. No more player props. And, you know, I'm not a big player prop guy. I understand. Like, if a game, like, as someone who does bet on sports, like, it definitely does not make me want to bet on NBA, right? Because, like, how many other guys are out here doing something like this? You know? I mean, there were certainly some moments last night where I'm like,
No.
For the Pelicans, like, hey, man. You know, so it definitely does. It definitely makes me question whether or not it's safe and fair. But yeah, crazy story.
It's crazy. Didn't expect to see that one this morning.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.